پروژه بره ماشاءالله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. اللهم صل علی محمد فی اول کلامنا، اللهم صل علی محمد فی اوسط کلامنا. اللهم صل علی محمد فی آخر کلامنا. Respected friends, elders, we should make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us opportunity to come in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to perform our salah with jama'at. It is a great fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come ahadith with the fact, the person who read the Fajr Salah with jama'at is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today everybody need protection, but the person who read Salah Fajr, he is in protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's when I acknowledge yakin, how we can get the yakin of Amal in our life. Alhamdulillah, respected friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many bounties. If you want to count the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot count. If you want to write the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot write. But the greatest bounty Allah Ta'ala has given us the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person who got iman is very valuable in eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person, he got everything of this world, but he who don't have iman in his life, he'll be unsuccess forever and forever. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked once the sahaba when they were sitting, oh my sahaba, one person was passing from there. Nabi Islam said, oh my sahaba, what do you say about that person? The sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, that is a rich person. Everybody knows him. If you ask anybody for some favor, they will do their favor. If you ask somewhere to get married, probably he'll give them daughter. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept quiet. After some time, one person passed again from there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, oh my sahaba, what do you say about that person? Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, is a poor person. Nobody listened to him. When anybody asked for any favor, they nobody favored him. Anybody, if he asked for get married, nobody will give him woman. Then Nabi Islam said, if the whole world, if they fill with the first person, that person is not valuable in eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he don't have iman. The second person, no matter what he got, the people who listen to him or who don't listen to him, but the second person is very valuable in eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, brothers, Allah Ta'ala has given us the kalima. We are a very valuable people in this world. Allah Ta'ala keep us with iman. Allah Ta'ala take us with iman. And then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala resurrect with the iman, brothers. That's why fikr and worry of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, how my each and every ummati, how they protect from fire of Jahannam, and how they enter in Jannat. How our my last breath of this world, can come and come with, we can die on the iman. That was the worry of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the people in a day, in a night, in a cold, in a hot, in a rain. How this deen can reach in the whole corner of the world. And this kalima has reached till me and you by sacrifice, by giving dawat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by giving qurbani for us. That's why once one pious person was passing from one place. So there was one king, he asked a pious person, that there was one dog was there sitting there, then he asked pious person, that what do you say, who is better? Are you better or the dog is better? So the pious person said, if I die with the iman, I am better than the dog. But if I don't die with the iman, the dog is better than me. So brothers, how this worry can come in my life, your life, in our family, our generation, how everybody they got protected from fire of Jahannam, and how they enter in Jannah, brothers. So how we can bring the yakin in oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how we can negate, the object of the iman is, how we can negate from everything. What is happening in this world is really happening by the will and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can harm us, nobody can benefit us. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is a maker, Allah ta'ala is a breaker. Allah ta'ala gives life, Allah ta'ala gives death. Allah ta'ala gives sickness, Allah ta'ala gives cure. So how we can speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again, so how the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come in our life. Yesterday one brother was saying, the one person who was writing the Bayan of Haji Abdul Wahab for 30 years. So he said, what was the khulasa of the Bayan of Haji Abdul Wahab for the 30 years that he wrote? Then he said, the infiradi da'wat. So how we can bring infiradi da'wat in our life, brothers? So, means whatever is happening in this world, how we can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything. So how we can bring this consciousness, brothers? Alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala has given us iman. How we can build our iman, So how we can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily. Yunus by Ismail was saying, a few days ago in Sabguzari, that after doing every action, how we can become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, and Allah ta'ala has kept our success in a complete deen. And second part of the iman is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How we can bring the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. From morning till evening, from head to toe. How we can each and every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala command in the Quran Sharif, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the people that if you want to become the beloved of me, then tell them that they follow you. Alhamdulillah, how we can allow each and every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One sahaba asked, O Nabi of Allah, when is the day of Qiyamah? So Nabi sallam said, that what did you make preparation for it? Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, never did so much preparation, but I got the law of Allah, I got the law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my life. Then Nabi sallam said, you will be resurrected with those people to whom you follow. The sahaba got very happy that we are following you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from morning we get awake till night we get sleep. How we can alive each and every sunnah verse. That's why how we can make muzakara of sunnah in our house while we're sitting, while we're talking, how we can bring each and every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after the iman, Allah gives us the command of salah. On 5 times salah on every Muslim is compulsory. Male and every female who are balik, 5 times salah is compulsory to him. And salah is the key that Allah has given us to take from the result of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mawlana Yusuf sometimes say, if our salah is right, our life is gonna right. When our life is gonna right, our death will come right. So how we can build our salah? How we can bring the devotion and concentration of salah, in salah. That's why we have to build our salah. That's why when the sahaba, they made effort on iman, then they took from the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever they get any need, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In each and every moment, small thing they need big thing. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in masjid, sahaba was there. When sahabi came, and he read salah, he turned to Allah. And after he finishes amal, Nabi sallam asked, my sahaba, what your brother asked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, we don't know. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your brother asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for salt. The small thing they need, but they turn to amal brothers. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every time he negate the attention from dunya to akhirat, from mal to amal, from makhluk to khalik. Each and every moment, he turned their hearts towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In return, one battlefield, Sahaba came, and one Sahaba is saying, that today I earn so many things. Sunnah Islam said, ask him, how much you got on? So he said, I earn 300 okiyah. That he was selling, and he was getting sold whatever he buy, and he bring again, getting sold again. Said Nabi Islam said, can I tell you better than this thing? The 2 rakat after salah. Better than whatever you got. So how we can bring these yakin brothers of amal? So whenever we are, how we can establish our salah? Today we say, Yunus bin Ismail was saying, that we say, there's a takaza to go to send a jamaat in Cape Town. There's a takaza to send a jamaat of pedal. Today our elders put us takaza on us of Australia, of America, of Europe country, of Canada. So how the takaza can get filled? But Yunus bin Ismail was saying, all these are takaza for, but from whom? By the markers of Hilal, by the markers of Joburg, by the elders of Raymond. But takaza of Salah is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how much we are fulfilling the takaza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wherever we are, how we can establish our Salah. Because on the day of Qiyamah, the Salah will ask about, the first question we ask about Salah. It's about if our Salah has come right, our every action will get right for us. In Islam, Salah is like how we got a hair in our body. We saw many people, he don't have a hand, he don't have a leg, he cannot walk properly. But we never saw the person, he don't have a head for us. So it's very important on us how we can perform 5 times Salah for us. Hazrat Sheikh Zakir Rahmatullah, he wrote in Fazal Amal, today parent is unhappy from the child that he is not doing any job. He's not working, he's just sitting. But they are unworried about the children, they are not reading the Salah. So how we can read Salah, and how our children, our family, they also read the Salah, brothers. From that's why we have to make mahol in our house, by doing talim in our house, by making muzakara of 65 in our house. So how we everybody can read the Salah, brothers. When some halat came in India, the masjid was good, he became shaheed. So one of the person, he went to one pious person at that time, and he said, Hazrat, today Muslim, lost so many things. The shop was got looted, the money was got looted, stole the money, shop was got broke, masjid got broke. So he explained the harm, the water, the Muslim got it. But then pious person, he kept quiet. And after some time, he said, you are right. And it's a very sad day for us. But can I tell you something? The bigger harm than that. Then he said, that many people, they never read their Fajr Salah today. What about that lost? So brothers, how this pain and bechini can come in our life, brothers of Salah. That's why you have to learn the knowledge of Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every Muslim, it is compulsory to learn the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come in our life. What is halal, what is haram, what is paak, what is napaak, what is sunnah, what is not sunnah. So how we can learn the knowledge of Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the knowledge will come, then jahalat will go away. And when the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come in our life, the ghaflat will go away, brothers. So how we can bring the knowledge in our life? And how we can connect with our ulama for the masail of knowledge? And how we can get the knowledge of Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing talim in our house, brothers. Islam said, in fact, the person is the best person is that person who learned the Quran and who teach the Quran. And the person, my hadith, the person who learned one ayat of the Quran, he'll get the reward of 100 rakat nafil salah. And the person who learned the one chapter of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will get the reward of reading 1,000 rakat nafil salabadas. It is not easy to 100 rakat read salabadas. We all know. Elders, that's why all the time they focus us. They read your full time salah. Fajr, 4 rakat. Zuhar, 12 rakat. Asar, 8 rakat. Maghrib, 7 rakat. Isha, 17 rakat. If we cannot fulfill the 17 rakat brothers, how it will hard to read the 100 rakat salah. But to learn the small deen of knowledge of deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is giving us more and more brothers. So how we can learn the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how we can make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we can finish our tasbihat in the morning and in the evening. When we do the tasbihat, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come alive in our life brothers. And the Muslim said, in fact, the person who is making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a live person. The person who is not making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a dead person. So how we can read our tasbihat? How we can read our one para of Quran daily? How we can learn the masnoon du'as? How we can make the du'a of the ummah brothers? Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahab Mutalai, when he went to Haram Sharif, and he was holding the Kaaba, and he was making du'a, and he was remaining du'a for doing du'a in a long for a long time. His companion was there, Jamaat was there. They also got tired. When they got tired, they went outside. After some time, they came back again. So still they saw that one Yusuf Shamdulay is still holding the Kaaba and making du'a. Now the Saris are getting, tired, and they said, Hazrat, it's enough now, it's too much. Then Mawlana Yusuf Santali said, that Ummat is very bully-bally. Bully-bally, no? Okay? Huh? The Ummat is innocent, and Satan is hoshyar, Satan is clever. So how we can, make the du'a of the Ummat brothers? Hazrat is going to du'a to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Du'a is a weapon for the believers, brothers. And how, in every moment, how we can, the Muslim du'a, we can read, brothers. And also, how we can fulfill the rights of each and every person. How we can forego our rights, now how we can fulfill the rights of other people, brothers. How we can join the family ties, the people who don't speak with us, how we can speak with them, brothers. And what are we doing in this world, brothers? How we can do only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our amal will get accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by having three things. When we will have complete yakin, then when we have complete knowledge of deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when we will have the complete ikhlas in our life, brothers. So whatever you're doing, small action, big action, how we can do each and every action for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why you have to check our intention daily. Before you're doing any action, you must check our intention, that for whom I am doing this action. In the between also, you must check for whom I am doing. In the last, again we must check our intention, for whom I did this action. And if we did only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must get happy. Because the love of the action is, if it's small, but it's only done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if it's done by so to the people, there will be no benefit on the day of Qiyamah, but us. So, alhamdulillah, how we can do each and every action for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how these all qualities, how these all sifat, it can come in our life. That's why we have to give mujahidah, we have to make mujahidah, we have to give sacrifice for that. Our elders say, the six sifat, six quality, is not only six number, but it's a six ocean in that. So how we can practice on this six sifat? If we practice on this six sifat, the deen will become easy to practice. The deen will be easy for us to practice, brothers. That's why, how we can learn the deen, how we can come with the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to make mahol and to make iman our brothers. Because when you go in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there is mahol in that, so our iman will get built. You know, elders say, you know, to learn the knowledge, but to do two things. One is to make iman, second is to make mahol. When we'll make mahol, you know, then it will be easy for us to practice the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why brothers, how it is important to learn this deen on men also. It's also important on women also to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they are also the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our women, our children, they also have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in how it is a responsibility on a man, you know, to learn this deen, to practice this deen, and to pass this deen in the four corner of the world, is also our responsibility of our women also, how they also learn the deen, practice the deen, you know, and how they also pass towards other people also. You know, one brother was saying, after the man spent his first 3 days, you know, now his zimmedari to how he can go with his wife for 3 days. The first taqa is on him too, that how he can go with his wife for 3 days. Alhamdulillah, our elders are focusing us now so much on the, you know, that on the musturat work. You know, alhamdulillah, how we also come out in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how we can take our family also in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, sir, brothers, we all have to give sacrifice, brothers. Today we're going sacrifice for the worldly thing. You know, we did, you know, our worldly thing is our responsibility, is my job. You know, yesterday, a few days ago, somebody was telling, you know, to come in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our yearly period. You know, people give us their gift for 10 months. Then we have to go in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for chilla. You know, but whole year, nobody come to us and tell, go by, tomorrow you have to go shop. No, because we understood responsibility. So how we can understood responsibility? No, how we can go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, that's why Sahaba gave their life for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Qabr is in the four corner of the world, brothers. So inshallah, brothers, we also make intention, inshallah. You know, so how we can come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you have never give us our yearly time, at least, still, how we can give our yearly time, inshallah. Who make intention, inshallah, as soon as possible, the first taqaza is for 4 months, inshallah. Inshallah. The brothers who have spent time, you know, before 4 months, how we can come out for pedal, you know. And we have taqaza to send, you know, to send jamaat in America, 71 jamaat, you know, in a already state, you know. So how we can send, how we can apply for that, and how we can, you know, send excellent jamaat in all this country, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Our jamaat is here from Lens, inshallah. It's a Masturat jamaat. Our jamaat is staying at Tufelbai House, 22 Sobran Road, inshallah. In the morning, there will be program from 10:30 to 12, inshallah. In the afternoon also, there will be a program from 2:45 to 4, inshallah. We request the local brothers, you know, to tell our family also to take it out some time, inshallah, and to take benefit, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. جزاكم الله سبحان الله سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك